imprints of water. The blue painted wall and the blue painted pipe with its throat jagged out is the first thing I photograph because I like blue, and to my very shame, I have liked brokenness. In the mornings, black palms as I'm hauling the cooking wire. That's what ash does with its aftermath, and I would hold it, but it washes by. The grandmother is doing all the taking care, and sometimes she is sick of it. When the power heaves back on, we are liquid like this morning's butter, and she hears it as a running tap. Under the yard's only tree is an archetype of tree, dozing like a camp dog, bristling its Christmas tinsel, and the children are running through the afternoon, wasting their fireworks. She is dropping dots on canvas in an old rhythm when a sorry takes hold and we wet our faces. I don't know how many the sicknesses, and I never will. The daughter is scanning those bubbles in her breast in an Alice Springs clinic, and they are not quiet. The sun was walking a long way without water, this sadness, but it wasn't long enough. A psalm on a yellow door I've never rung the bell of. Corrugations in the red road say loud, no speed is right. Every night is a new form of sleep with the grandmother on the outside, because forms roam live to dark snatching, and we should worry, and don't worry, our blankets lap, and this world is rust-colored.